Well, I mean, first of all, playing them, you know, last, I guess we played them three times while I was in Denver. A lot of carryover. You know, Slater's still there. Amendola's still there. So they've got a lot of their same guys. But Coach Judge and Coach Belichick, they do a heck of a job in that phase. If you look at them over the years, they're more than solid, that's for sure. That's going to be a heck of a challenge. And, you know, it's going to be a real challenge for us going up in that in atmosphere and, you know, taking more of a younger group in there. And they're good. It's going to be a tough challenge.
Joe, did you think that Josh Lambeau would be able to make this kind of an impact, particularly kicking in pressure situations going in?
I guess if I would have, I should have picked him up earlier, right? I would have been a lot smarter. But, no, he did a great job for us. And, you know, it's a credit to the guy. He works his tail off. He really does. And he's open to suggestions, which some of those guys aren't. He's been a real pleasant surprise for sure. Hopefully he continues it going into this game.
Hey, on offside kicks, can you advance it if you recover?
No, you can't. If you recover it, it's a dead play right there. Dude, they didn't recover. Now, come on, man. No, you can't recover. You can't advance it at the end of the game, right there. I mean, 1 second. I mean, what do you do in that situation? That's just one of those things that, you know, you don't really have a play for it. I'm sure what they were trying to do is they were trying to hit one of our guys up front, you know, and hopefully it bounces back. That's what they're hoping, because it does take a second off. So, you know, it's a tough play. They were in a bad situation right there.
Why is Slater so good?
Relentless effort. You know, he obviously comes from good genes. His dad was, I think, a Hall of Famer and played for about 20 years. Plus, he's a heck of a guy. I mean, he just busts his tail, and every time you see him on tape, the effort's there. You know, plus he's a great athlete. So he's done a great job for them, and he's still on the same track. So it's going to be a challenge to block him for sure.
I guess Pittsburgh is a tough place to kick in January with the winds and stuff. Is there anything about Gillette that creates any kind of similar issues or no?
I mean, it's, you know, northeast. That's the main thing. You know, the weather conditions are supposed to be favorable, so, you know, we'll see. Weathermen are wrong a lot, so we'll see if they're wrong this week. But it's been a tough place for a lot of people to go into and win. I know that. We were there, I think, in 2007 in the divisional round, and it was a good game, but we didn't win. So it's a heck of a challenge for these guys, that's for sure.
You guys had a left-footed punter in yesterday?
Yes. Yeah, that's pretty standard. I mean, we've done that. I've done that most every place I've ever been. You know, when we're playing a lefty, bring them in and try to get as much out of that as you can. Try to get as many catches as you can with those guys. I think it's good to see the spin. It helps you, you know, going into the game.
Is that one of those things about Belichick always has a left-footed punter? Just kind
of. He's had a left-footed punter quite a bit. I don't know if that's a plan on his part. It probably is. Everything else is. I mean. One thing that was impressive about going up and working with those guys was just seeing the whole process of everything. You know, I think the rhetoric around the league is, you know, it's just Tom Brady. And after working against those guys, I think everybody has a different opinion of that. It was quite an operation. I think it was helpful for our team. I know it was helpful for me watching the way they did things for sure.